Thanks, Hawk. Hi, good morning. This is Gail. How are you?
Hi.
Good. And I apologize. I didn't catch your name, sir.
Mitchell.
Mitchell. Did I get that right?
Right.
Okay, awesome. How are you doing today, Mitchell?
Fine.
Good. Glad to hear it. So what I'll do, Mitchell, I will walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, of course. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Mitchell?
Yeah, I'm listening now.
Okay, awesome. Now, do you have any questions aside from pricing before I get going? I could roll on all day.
No.
Okay, all right. So one of the first things that we'll do, Mitchell, is we'll actually close off the area for your category. So we'll close down San Antonio for your maintenance category, so all of the services that you do, and we'll actually close that for a 50-mile radius. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or partnered with any of your competitors. So a maintenance pro is the only company that we'll be partnered with. Does that make sense?
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. All right. Just checking to make sure it makes sense. Sometimes I lose people, so I wanted to double check. Now, Hawk had mentioned here that you don't have a website yet. Is that right?
No, I have a couple of sites. I got to update them, you know?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Let me check and see if we can help you with that. That might be something that we could do. If we can, there would be no cost to you. But I'll double check on that while we talk. And then have you had a chance to file for your Google Business profile yet?
I had Google Ads, so I'm familiar with Google.
Okay, wonderful. Now, are you still running those Google Ads?
No, not right now, no.
Okay.
I didn't like the way it was working out. It wasn't really working, really.
Oh, gotcha. How long ago did you try those?
It's been some months now.
Okay. Well, you know, if you'd be interested in taking a look at them again, quite often what our clients have found is that by allowing us to write and run those ads for them, because we can, our experience in writing the ads, we can write them near perfectly to get you results. We can also target them, so we can target in by age range, income level, so we can really zero in on the areas that you want, and we can actually turn those ineffective ads into very effective ads for you. Is that something that you would like to take a look at again?
No, not right now.
Okay. Can I ask why? Why is that?
I didn't get no results from it. You know, I got zero results from that. So.
Oh, I understand. Of course. Of course. So what I'm suggesting is that with us writing and running them for you, that you would get results from them. So it'd be a whole different, it would look completely different than it did before.
Well, I'm still curious about this service you're trying to provide right now.
Okay, no worries, no worries. And then, so I was checking for online presence to see what you had so far. I did find your website, by the way. Now, being that it needs some updates, if I can get it done and no cost to you, would you let us rebuild it for you so that we can make it Google compliant and optimized?
Maybe. I don't know. I just have to see what's the whole plan that you have with this issue.
Gotcha, gotcha. So what we do is we put you in the map section on that first page of Google so that when anyone's searching for your services, so it could be painting, maybe handyman services, might be drywall repair. When they type in any of those services, you're found right in the map section on that first page on Google. So then they just click and call you directly. Clicks leads calls are unlimited. We don't charge by the click or the call. And they all go directly to you. Now, in the process of looking for online presence, I ran across a link. I think it was to Angie or Home Advisor. Are you using that service currently?
I'm on pause right now, really. I kind of like need to, I don't know, either stop that service or not, because it's not, I'm like in a pool of competitors that are, that lead goes to everybody, not just me.
Oh, that's right. They sell them out to multiple contractors, don't they?
Yeah.
Wow, that's got to be...
Charging me for a lead that I'm not getting paid for, so I don't like that neither. So I'm trying to get out of
gotcha.
That situation. Now.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, are you?
Charging me for a
lead. I'm sorry. What was that?
I was sending leads and didn't want to charge me for a lead that I'm not even getting a job for. You know.
Oh wow. That doesn't work, does it?
Nope.
No. Well, then you'll love the first page of Google, because we're not promoting your competitors. A Maintenance Pro is the only company that we're putting on the first page. So that's the first thing. And then, of course, second thing, those leads and calls all go right to you. We don't filter them or screen them. We don't send them to your competitors, of course. And you get those leads right in the moment that they're looking for your services, rather than when they're already cold, or when they've been called by five other contractors. So you're getting them right at the prime moment, right when they're searching. So that's going to change the quality of leads that you see, because they're actually calling you specifically about your services. And they know they're getting you. They know that they're not going into, you know, a lead site where they go out to five different people. So they specifically want your services. So that's going to make that look a lot better for you, don't you think?
Well, that's what I want, really.
No. Okay, perfect. Well, this looks like the perfect spot for you. And definitely, I did run across your Google Business profile up and running. That looks great. And I did actually, I heard that from our tech. We can go ahead and rebuild your website for you. No charge to you. It's about a $500 value. But we don't sell websites. We don't do that for the general public. But I did notice you've been in business for 15 plus years. So that was kind of the hook that got my tech to say, yeah, we can rebuild your website for you. That way you get all the updates done that you want, and we can make it Google compliant and optimized right from the get-go. That's going to help your web presence as well. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right. And then, are you on Facebook, Mitchell?
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have a business page over there, too?
I have to redo the one.
Okay, no worries. So you do have one, though.
Facebook page, yeah, but business page, I have to do an actual A Maintenance Pro business page, yeah.
I gotcha. Okay, no problem. So being that you are, it sounds like you're pretty Facebook savvy, we can actually make good use of that Facebook account as well and get you featured over there. So we'll run ads every single month on Facebook for you. And same thing, we will target them to the areas or the types of clients that you want. And we write the ads, run them, manage them. All you have to do is answer the phone. And so, Mitchell, you really do make a great fit for the listing. You're the type of company that we like to partner with. A Maintenance Pro has been in business for over 15 years, so your business is established. You're able to take on more business, so you're poised to do that. And we can tell by, I mean, you're a five-star rated company everywhere we look. So it does make you a preferred company for us to work with. So that's actually going to allow me to apply some discounts to your account. So now our pricing is on a month-to-month basis, so meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in it. We believe in doing our job in order to continue earning your partnership month in and month out, and that is getting you placed in the map section for your services and then keeping you there as the algorithms change. And we don't charge for leads or clicks or calls. It doesn't matter if you get 15 or 20 new leads in a week or if you get 200. Doesn't matter the number. Your price doesn't ever change. And those all go straight to you. So now normal retail for the San Antonio area would be $5.99 a month with a one-time $2.99 setup. But with your, I'm going to apply what's called a legacy discount because of how long you've been in business. That's going to bring your monthly down to $3.49. And it knocked that setup fee down to just $99. And the setup fee is a one-time, covers part of the programming that we do. We just cover the rest. And then you'll never see that again. So then it is just that flat $3.49, never a penny more. We don't even add taxes onto it. No waitress surcharges or any of the other fees that have been dreamt up in recent history. So no little extras added on there whatsoever. And you're actually locked in with your discounts. So meaning it's not a promotional price that's going to go up later on. It's not tied to our retail price from here on out. You're actually locked in at that $349. So that'll never change for you. And, of course, we'll rebuild your website for you. It'll still contain everything you want, and it won't contain things that you don't want, but we can write the content for it so that it's more conversion-driven for you, which will help you, and we'll also make sure that it's Google-compliant and optimized. That way, when we bundle everything up in that nice, neat little box of data for Google and send it over, it's accurate and it's everything we need to get you on that first page. Sound good, Mitchell?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I was just calculating with you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then we'll get you featured not only on Google and Facebook, but we'll get you out to all destinations. So, for example, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages, there's a long list of them. There are up to about 60 different destinations that we'll get you out to as well. And all of that is going to be tied to your Google Business Profile, which is really going to help amplify your visibility, too. So you'll have some good results on first page, I think, don't you? Being seen right there in the moment when people are looking for you. Sounds like that'll do a number to grow your business.
Yeah, sounds, yeah.
Okay. Well, Mitchell, since you're such a great fit and this is going to do great things for your business, let's go ahead and get you set up. We'll close that listing down for, I guess we put you under the handyman category, basically, because that covers all of your services, truly, painting, minor repairs, light fixtures, plumbing, that covers all of them. And we can kind of break those out. If there are any other services you offer?
Solar screens.
Let me get that. That's a good one. Hold on here. Okay, solar screen install. You said okay. Solar screen install. Okay. What is a solar screen? Not a solar panel.
Window screen.
Oh, I see. Oh, absolutely. That's got to be on there. Okay. Perfect. All right, I tell you what. Give me just a second. Let me go close this listing down. I don't want it to scamper away while we talk.
You're saying a one-time fee today, which I got to... I won't be able to do it today. I don't know how long you're holding this particular plan.
Today would be $349 for your first month, and then the one-time $99 setup, so $448 today, and then nothing is due until next month on the 15th, and that's going to be just the flat $349. And what was I going to tell you? You asked something. Oh, how long it's good. So what happens is we learn about our open listings in the morning, and typically they fill out the same day, especially for an area like San Antonio, being that it's a bigger city. If it doesn't fill, then the company closes it down, and we lose all of our discount abilities. So they close it, and it goes back to retail price at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So, it's all this information. I mean, do you send this through email documents or something, or what? How's that work?
So as we get you set up here, yes, what I will do is I'll send you your exact price and package in writing so that you've got that and there's no question what that is. I'll send you actually a couple of text messages and emails, more information as we get everything set for you. And then one of the first things that we'll do too is we'll set up an onboarding call for you, Mitchell. And so that call is with your tech. I'm actually the lead on your account. So if you ever have any questions or problems, you can always reach me. But you'll also have a tech that you'll work with. And so your onboarding call with your tech, what they'll do is go through quality control, so making sure Ian took all of your information correctly, spellings, phone numbers, make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. And they'll also get you access to your reporting dashboard. So you'll have an area where you can log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, and even retrieve phone numbers. If perhaps you missed a call, you can go in and retrieve that number. But we want you to have all of that data in front of you because we know that helps you run your business too.
Right.
Okay. So far, so good?
Yeah, I'm just, your company is, this is Google.
We're Local Splash is our company. We're a premier Google channel partner. There are actually only a handful of us in the country with that designation. And we were one of the first companies to onboard as a partner to Google. So we've been on board as a partner for about 14 years. And so what Google does, they don't deal directly with small and mid-sized businesses. They rely on their channel partners like us to work with their small business partners to help them grow. So we've been trained and certified in Google products and how to deliver data to them. So in their just look up Local Splash. If you just Google Local Splash, we'll come right up for you. And we do maintain an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And I can send you a link too, that you can actually go and verify our Google partnership, because I know that's an important thing. Let me just do a quick little update in your screens here so I can get to the right page. There we are. So I'll text you, and then if you'll just follow that link, and I'll show you where you can verify that we're Google partners. And that text is on its way. Should be blowing up your phone right about now. Did it make it to you, Mitchell?
I'm looking for it now.
Awesome. Did it make it? All right, so if you click on that link and then scroll all the way to the bottom of that first page, there's a Google logo in a little box. If you click that logo, the Google logo, and then you can watch your address bar so you can see that it's going to Google's website. And there, it'll verify that we are Google partners, in fact. Did it go? Did it click for you?
Something local staff has met all the promises to be the Google partner.
I'm sorry, what was that mission?
I was reading that said local splash has met all requirements to be a Google's partner.
Ah, gotcha. Yep. I know they don't go into great depth or detail in talking about the company, but they at least verify. And then I'm also going to send you my contact information, being that I'm the lead on your account. So that's on its way over. And that's by text, so you can put me into your phone. And then I'm going to send over customer service. I want you to have their contact info in your phone also. Okay, and then, Mitchell, the company name, let's get to the right screen. That would help a whole heck of a lot. So it's the letter A, Maintenance Pro. Is there Inc. or LLC that appears behind that at all, Mitchell?
LLC.
Perfect. Thank you. And then I've got your address as 5619 Clearwood Street in San Antonio, 78233.
I may have to use a post office box because that's my home address.
Actually, for this purpose, that's okay. And actually for billing, we need a physical address. No, wait a minute. No, we can do a P.O. box for your billing. That'll be all right. Let me think here for a second. Your Google business profile is already up and active. I'll tell you what. Let's go with the address that would be on the billing for your credit card account. That way I know when I get over to the billing screen, they all match. Because that's what one of the things they'll be looking for. So I'm ready for that P.O. box. Long story short.
Yeah. So on the website, they wouldn't accept the P.O. box. I think they needed a location.
Right, right. For your Google business profile, that is correct. Yeah. Yes.
I don't have it right offhand, and I can't really give it to you.
Can't think of the P.O. box. Would
no,
it be
not right on time, to be honest with you. I have to find it.
Well, now is that
I got it.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you what appears on the billing for your credit card. Is it the PO or is it the home address?
No, home address.
Okay, then we should stick with that. Okay, whoops, let me go back here. I wiped out that address. Don't worry about the P.O. box. We'll use your home address then. And we're not going to publish that address anywhere, so you don't have anything to worry about there. Now, is your business line the same as your cell phone, Mitchell?
Say it again.
Is your is your business number the same as your cell phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me update that. And then is it MIT? What's MITCHELL?
Right.
All right. And what's your last name, Mitchell?
It's TYRAN.
TYRAN. Tyran.
Right.
Got it. And what's your email address?
Well, you can use mtyran61@gmail.com right now. You know what? I'm having problems with my Google email. I don't know who can help me with that, man.
That's a good question. There should be a
1-800 number or something, opposed to talking directly to somebody.
Oh, you mean like our now?
My business email that I'm having problems with. I can't get access to it.
Oh.
48 hours, they're gonna send me a link to reset my password or whatever, but I never get it.
Oh, that's odd. You might want to. There should be a help button somewhere, and in there should be a way to contact them.
I could get that back straight.
Yeah. So no, but the MTyran61, you're okay to receive that.
I get access to that one. Yeah. MTyran61@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then I don't need the digits just yet, but on your credit card that you're using today, does the middle initial appear at all?
No.
Okay. Always got to make sure that matches there, too. Okay. And then I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is on our dashboard and analytics. And that's the area where you'll be able to log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting. So that one's on its way over. And then the next one is the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing also. I've got to adjust it with your discounts in there. It defaults to retail. And I want your discounts locked in there. There we go. Okay. Here comes that one. And then next, we need to set up. I sent those by email, yes. Let me know if they make it, and we'll make sure we've got a good stream of communication going. I'm going to do a couple of other fill-ins on my sheet here too while you check for that. Let's see. Okay. Did they make it?
It went
did those emails make it to you, Mitchell?
Went through the spam.
Oh, okay. They got there. All right, perfect.
Web listing scan. So the other one, what's the other one?
The other one should be titled Google and Facebook Marketing.
Right, see that. Oh, it's $349. Month to month, no contract, one time set of fees of $9.
Correct. You got it.
Search results on Google and Bing.
And then next thing we need to do, Mitchell, is set up your onboarding call. So we block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And what will happen during the call you'll sit down with your tech just over the phone, and they'll go through quality control, make sure I took all of the information correctly, get you access to your dashboard and analytics, talk about your website rebuild, what you want, what you don't want, go through all of those things, show you how to upload photos for us if we need them. I'm sure you've got some good photos of your work, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I got some on Google, and my business financial page where they can finance their project if they want to, too.
Really? That's fantastic. I've never heard of a contractor or handyman or anybody offering that service. That's amazing. How in the world do you get that done?
Through a company called Heart.
Okay. Wow. That is way cool. That really puts you on the shoulders of... Wow.
Send an estimate and send them a link to even qualify to finance their project if they want to, if they don't want to pay cash.
Wow, that sets you head and shoulders above everybody else. You know, I'm going to make a note here. Let's see. I want this on here where they ask about your website. Because what we should do is we need to highlight that. There we go. Put it in the right spot. Please highlight that a maintenance pro offers financing. Now, do you do remodels and things like that too, Mitchell?
Renovations?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, like, you know, the interior, you know, it's not like real major renovation, but we do some, you know.
Okay. So I'm going to say, so I'm going to do handyman. I'm listing your services. So handyman, and we're going to say, of course, solar screen install. I've got that one already. And painting. I'm sorry, what was that?
We accept debit cards.
Yes, we do. And drywall repair. Light fixtures. And minor plumbing.
Solar window screens, don't forget that.
Got that one.
Exterior painting.
Okay. Got it.
Let's see.
I'm sorry, what was that last one?
Yes, repair.
Oh, got it. Okay, good one. All right. What else?
I'm not sure what else you got. What you got on that desk?
So I've got handyman renovations, solar screen install, interior painting, exterior painting.
I want to put window solar screens because they might not be clear on what you're telling them. Windows,
gotcha.
Solar screen, house windows, okay. You know, your windows.
Got it. Okay. And then interior painting, exterior painting, drywall repair, light fixture install, minor plumbing, bathroom vanity cabinet install, minor fixes, fence repair.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you can think of?
Not right at the moment, no.
Okay, perfect.
Not right there.
So let's go ahead and... Yeah, I bet it does keep you busy. All right, let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So let me see here. I'll convert our times. Today we have We've only got one spot today. We've got an 11, oh wait, sorry, excuse me. 1 o'clock your time. Or we can look at tomorrow. We've got basically every hour on the hour open starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Would morning or afternoon work better for you?
Morning.
Morning. Do you want to go the earliest, say 9 o'clock?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Grab that spot. Yes.
Okay. I was trying to see about the... trying to find something.
I'm sorry, what were you looking for?
I found it.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. All right, and then just one moment here, and I'm going to send over another email, and this one I'll need you to take care of. Get your email address in there, though. So this is going to be a Google Calendar appointment, and this will actually hold your spot for that onboarding call today. Excuse me, tomorrow. I'm glad I misspoke that because I noticed I had a typo in it. Okay. So that email is on its way. The subject line of this one, Mitchell, is local/CIE. And that'll be the calendar appointment. Let me know when you get that. Well, it really is the middle of August already. How did that happen? How did it happen? It's middle of August already.
Yeah, it is. Pretty quick.
Yeah.
So invitation, local split night came through regular.
Yes, perfect. If you could just hit the yes button, there should be a yes, no, maybe option.
Yeah.
And if you hit the yes, that'll hold your spot. Perfect. Got it. All updated on this end. All right. Let me make sure I've got everything in here. A link to your website for them. A couple more fill-ins on my little checklist in here. Okay. Then, so I'm going to send you one more text message. This is just informational, and it's a link to more information about our call tracking. That one is on its way to you as well. All right. Make sure it's not bad. Let me go see if I can find your Facebook page. Oh, you said it's not on, it's not a business page yet.
Right.
Okay. Make a note for them. Okay. Double check, make sure I don't have any typos.
It's a local splash. Tracking service.
I'm sorry, what was that? Oh, tracking
local
service.
Local splash tracking service.
Yes. But, yep, that's the link I just sent over to you. Correct. Yep, that's information on the call tracking.
I mean, is this something that I have to set up, or is this already set up?
No. Nope, we'll do all that for you. That's just information. Just informational. Yep.
Okay.
And then, Mitchell, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email? Do any of those work better than the others?
Text.
Okay. Got it. And then I need your hours of operation. I think I read that off your Google business profile. So it looks like 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And it's Monday through Friday. Perfect. Monday through Friday. All right. And then did you want payment integration on your website, Mitchell? It doesn't cost any extra. I just need to tell them if that's something you want, like PayPal or Square or anything like that.
Say it again.
Do you want any kind of payment integration on your website? So like PayPal or Square, so that you can accept online payments?
It would be, you say PayPal. Do they do Zelle? Zillow or what?
What is it called? Zero?
Huh?
What was the service again?
Like Zillow.
I will ask. I'll put that in here.
That's for the bank.
Gotcha. Okay.
Zelle or something.
Okay.
Oh man, what is that?
What's that?
No, it was the same thing.
Okay. That's all looking good. All right. I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription. And make sure everything's right over there. All right. And I'm making sure I'm getting your discounts in over here as well. Okay. We are. One more little click here to get your discount on there. There we go. Okay. And then, so I'm ready for credit card info. So I've got Mitchell Tyran. Does the company name show on this card, Mitchell, or is it just your first and last?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. And then phone number attached to the account would be your cell phone.
Yeah.
And then 5619 Clearwood Street, San Antonio, 78233. Is this Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It would be a Visa.
Okay. All right. I'm ready. Ready for those digits when you are.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Sure. Just tell me when you're ready.
Yeah. Hold on.
All right, you ready?
One second.
Okay. Sure.
See. So it's 4-4.
Okay.
4-4-0-3.
All right.
9-3-7.
You said 9-3, and then what was the next two?
2-7.
Got it.
3-9-6-1-7-5-7-8.
And then expiration, please.
0-1-26.
All right. And then the security code, please.
0-2-8.
Okay. Update that. Make sure it likes the address and everything. And it looks like it did. So I'll go ahead and send that through. And then you're going to have one more email on the way to you. The subject line on this one is going to say local splash initial invoice. Let me know if that one makes it.
Through email?
Yes, sir. Perfect. So in that one, about four sentences in should be click here to accept. That's actually going to be what will come up as a duplicate of what I'm going to read to you. So on that,
well,
if you scroll.
It says local slash welcome. If you have asked, if you have any questions, feel free to call. So that's not the one, right?
Correct. No, this one says local splash initial invoice.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. Let me see. Okay, invoice. Let's see it now.
And then just a little ways in, there's a click here to accept. If you go ahead and click that, and then scroll all the way to the bottom, it'll ask you to type your name. And then I have to read to you anyway to do the voice verification of what the services will provide.
So the monthly charge is what I'm looking at right now.
Okay, yep, that's the $349, correct. And it's probably broken out on there. It's probably says
broken down.
Correct. Yep. You got it.
So, where is the signature? Let's see, click here and type name.
There we go. Yep. And it'll want it exactly as it appears with the capitals in the right places and everything.
So just click it. Confirm signature.
Yep. Scroll all the way to the bottom.
This is a month-to-month, right?
Yes, sir. Correct.
No contract. I'm signing for right now.
So it's explaining the services that we're going to outline or that we're going to do. And what I'll do is I'm going to read that to you too. So we'll do the voice verification portion, which is required of us as Google Channel partners. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So that one you can just type your name in. And as soon as you got that done, I will read to you.
So, it is set. It is a clean set of terms. Why is it saying that? Box, where is the box at?
What's that? Trying to find the box.
Let's see. Okay, so now I got my local username password set up.
Good. You got to the right place. So they'll get you that login information for that area tomorrow during your onboarding call. All right, we'll do the voice verification then. So this is recorded and attached to your file, and there are a couple of places where I'll need you to say a couple of things, like the company name. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
A Maintenance Pro.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Mitchell Tyran, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this?
I said A Maintenance Pro. I said A Maintenance Pro. I could just put LLC behind it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And then are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Online marketing?
Right. So, for example, if you were to add another social media, Instagram or TikTok or anything, just to let us know so we can tie everything together.
Okay. No. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, August 15th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448. The breakout of which is $349 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your true flat monthly rate is $349, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 15th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 15th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. You are all set, Mitchell. Congratulations. This is really going to help grow your business.
I'm really hoping it will.
Do you have any last questions for me before I let you back to your day?
Well, no, I was expecting a call tomorrow, right, to set up my dash information.
Yes.
Online.
Exactly. They will call you. All right. Well, you have a great day, Mitchell, and don't hesitate to reach out if there's anything you need.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.